You probably saw this next question coming. So, as you know, in today's society, many people are concerned with instant gratification. They want results right now, and if they don't want them now, they wanted them yesterday or the day before. So, what, you know?
Yeah, no, I do know. I have two children.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they want it right now.
Yes. So, what three tips would you give musicians who want to know how to increase their music sales right now?
Three tips. Okay, let me think. Okay. First of all, I think the number one thing is you have to know who your audience is. Know and understand who your existing fans are. So if you're an artist and you're out there, say you're playing a few clubs and whatever, I mean, one of the first things I would do is talk to your fan base, talk to the people who like your music, find out who they are, find out what their hobbies are, find out where they spend their time on the internet, find out the things that they enjoy doing and what it is about your music that they like. And then when you've interviewed a bunch of your fans, say 15, 20 of them, the people that you would consider to be, you know, like really, really good fans of your music, then take all the notes that you've collected from talking to all the different people and just look at them and compare and see if there are any common threads within your audience. Find out what it is that your audience has in common. And if you can, if you know your audience and you know what it is that they all have in common and what it is that attracts them to your music, that gives you a tool for knowing who you need to go after. Who is it that you need to market your music to on the internet? And that's like a big thing in terms of, it's the first, one of the first things you got to do in terms of creating instant gratification. Because if you're marketing your music to people who don't care about your music, you're not going to get any sales and you're going to get discouraged. But if you market your music...